Whitney Pittman as well. CHS Ag Services is hosting its annual meeting today in Grand Forks. The co-op serves northeast North Dakota, northwest Minnesota, and finished the 2022 fiscal year with record income of $22 million. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick is at the meeting and has more from CHS leadership.
CHS President and CEO Jay Deberton remains optimistic about agriculture. Global demand remains strong while supplies are impacted globally by the war in Ukraine and the drought in Argentina. At the domestic level, renewable diesel and the expansion of the soybean crush is changing the game. We asked Deberton how CHS is responding to this activity.
We're investing in that in that industry. We're expanding plants that we own. We are looking at building a greenfield plant. But we're also just, you know, we also know that this this business could change with legislation that changes it. So it is something that we try to be careful in, but we're also, frankly, we're leaning into it because we just think that these opportunities are here. And we understand that there's risk that comes with it, but we think that there's a prudent way for us to participate without getting too far over our skis.
You talked as well about the energy sector, including some investments being made here, right here in this Grand Forks area.
That's right. We invested, we bought a terminal here in Grand Forks that had been shut down by the United States government. We bought it to bring it back into service to help our supply during surge times in the spring and in the fall, and it's really worked out well. Allowed us to be really dependable supplier because it was a difficult supply point when really things got tight and harvest came at us very fast or planting came at us very fast and it's really just helped our supply position. But it's just one more example of how CHS is investing in this country.
Deberton said agriculture is in a better position today than other industries to address the supply chain issues, but those challenges have not gone away. Reporting from the CHS Ag Services annual meeting in Grand Forks, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
CHS Ag Services applied a record amount of fertilizer this past fall. General Manager Ryan Anderson says that is setting up the company well for spring.
We did have a record fall, which obviously is huge for us going into spring. But we've added some new plants. We've got a new one going up right now, near completion in Badger. It's over an 8,000 ton plant. That's replacing a 900 ton plant. So you know the math would tell you that we're adding storage. We're almost to the point where we can hold almost our spring needs before we even hit the field.
CHS Ag Services was established 10-plus years ago with one shuttle rail facilities. Over the past 5 years, another three shuttle facilities were added to handle the speed of today's business. Anderson expects corn acreage to be up in the northern Red River Valley this year.
You know, it's hard to be an expert early March because it's going to depend on when we get in the field and, you know, Mother Nature cooperates if we can get, you know, some seeding done in April, and if we're going, you know, early May, I would think corn bags would be up versus last year. Our sales would sure tell us that today. You know, I think spring wheat and soybeans will be relatively flat. You know, sugar beets are going to be what they're going to be, but, you know, the corn acre looks to be a little stronger, and maybe that takes a few spring wheat acres down.
Red River Farm Network.